The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Changing minds one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday night Changing Minds Online inspirational call. It has just been an amazing weekend. Akina, how are you doing this weekend?
I am great. How are you, Jessica?
I'm doing awesome. You know, I actually went back this weekend, and I was listening to one of our very first podcasts. You know, sometimes it's just nostalgic, right, to go back and listen to where we were in the beginning. And I on that podcast, and Akina, I don't know if you remember this, I had spent several of our shows discussing about the fact that I was training for my first marathon and what it took to finish my first marathon. And I don't know if you remember, but early on my marathon training, I was actually injured. And I was just, you know, working through the mindset of what it would take to be able to run my first race. And, you know, and then I took you guys with me on my journey of when I fell in love with running and I decided, okay, you know what, I don't want to just do one marathon. I want to do 30 marathons before 30. Well, today was a big day for me. I actually hit my 10th marathon this year. So it was awesome. I'm in my double digits, so well on my way to my journey, and I'm just really feeling excited and grateful for, you know, just the fact that I've been able to change my life so much. And, you know, it's amazing to me because one of the reasons I have been able to change my life is because throughout this time, throughout this journey of when I started this podcast, of when I started really looking at personal development, what was the catalyst all to this was that I entered into the profession of network marketing. And for me, it was a phenomenal experience. It really just allowed me. Now, I am with a health company, aligned with a health company, and the products have been just absolutely phenomenal for my body. They've really transformed my life. They've allowed me to have more energy to really go, to lose the weight, to be able to have the ability, the strength in my body to run 10 marathons in 1 year. And the other thing it has allowed me to have is that financial freedom, that extra income to be able to do those things. You know, running marathons, it's not cheap. It's a very expensive sport. Ironically, I got into running because I thought it was free and I wanted to pay down debt. But it turns out it's a very expensive sport. And just the ability to really just live life on my own terms, that now I'm a full-time professional network marketer, that I can really just create my life by design. And I'm sitting in my office now, which I recently remodeled in my new home. And, you know, I just feel so amazing and so powerful. And one of the things I look at every day is my ever-growing, you know, rack of medals for having done ultra-marathons, even marathons, ultra-marathons, having won ultra-marathons. And I know that that's my why. And I know that the vehicle that allowed me to create that and a vehicle that allows me to continue to do that continues to be network marketing, and that has played such a crucial role in my life of really allowing me and giving me that freedom to really change. A lot of times, you know, if you're on this call, you obviously want to change in your life, right? That's why you are subscribing or listening to a podcast, Changing Minds Online, right? You want to change. That's what Akina and I are doing. That's what we did from the beginning. And a lot of times people will listen to all this personal development, but they don't necessarily have a vehicle that allows them access to this change. And, you know, it's amazing and powerful to change your mindset. And on our inspirational call, we often talk about mindset, what it takes to be successful, what it takes to change your life, you know, what it takes to have the courage to be an entrepreneur. But what we don't often do is really just share with you how we're doing it and what we're doing it and what it looks like. And, you know, a lot of times you may be listening in, and maybe you see our posts and you see our books coming out. You know, we have 4 published books now, and you might see all these things and think, well, I can't really do that. But you know what? There is a profession that you can do. There's a profession that everyone can do, that everyone has access to. And for me, it's the profession of network marketing. You know, and I was talking to Akina, and I said, you know, it's really selfish of us to really give everyone all these tips and strategies on how to change their life without also giving them access to the vehicle that we're using to do it. So in the spirit of generosity, you know, it is really a privilege for me to welcome someone on the call tonight who has just been such a crucial influence in myself. So this is one of my most amazing mentors, a friend of mine. She is my business coach. She's the person who's been there from the very beginning. You know, when I decided I wanted to check out what network marketing was and what it means, she was the first person that introduced me, you know, to the concept of what it was. She was the first person to invite me to an event, and she's still the person I go to really support me in growing my business. And I wanted to bring her on the call tonight to really just introduce generically the field of network marketing and why it's such a powerful tool, especially for women. I know most of our listeners are women. If you're a man, it's okay. It's powerful for you too. But for women, you know, in network marketing, there are more millionaires made in network marketing, especially for women, than any other industry. And in fact, there are more six-figure earners for women in network marketing than any other industry. So it's just a phenomenal opportunity. And I'm just so excited to bring my business coach, Danielle Russo-Slu, on the call tonight to share with you really how this has impacted her life and how this can really impact your life.
Wow, thank you for that call. Thank you so much, Jessica, for that introduction, and thank you, Akina, for having me speak. I know it's been a couple months, and you girls have gone on to create just such an empowering, wonderful, radio show series that we've had amazing guests. So to be amongst them is an honor for me. So thank you. So this evening, you know, Jess, we had decided that this topic never gets old because it's a gift that you continue to give away. And one of the reasons why I was so, as I started to learn about it, was so attracted to it and impressed is because, you know, someone put it very simply to me when I was first getting involved and didn't want to go back to working on Wall Street and being tied to the nine, you know, it's not even a 9-to-5. It was, you know, a 7-to-7 stress, ball of stress, you know, life and lifestyle, which had given my husband a heart attack. And then, of course, the computerization had come. And then we went through stage 4 cancer. So certainly, you know, after the challenges that we've had in life, it was all the signs to not go back and to figure life out in a new way. But someone had said to me and wrapped it up in a little package that, and I will share it with you here because I think it's so powerful, that the network marketing industry is truly personal growth and development disguised, in potentially selling or representing a product, a good, a service. And there's just so many of them. There's so many good companies out there, and there's so many products or services that you could align yourself with. And, you know, the more and more and more I learned about personal growth and development, you know, it just like gets in your blood and you get, you know, addicted to it and you just want to really be the best person and the best version of yourself. So to kind of kick off our call, I'd love to share a quote that I found today that I will be using because I just love it. And it goes so well with what you girls have created in the Changing Mind Online series. And it goes like this. And unfortunately, I don't know who I need to give the credit to. But it says, attract what you expect, reflect what you desire, become what you respect, and mirror what you admire. And for me, I had, respected some amazing folks on Wall Street who are our mentors and had taught me a lot. And we were able to achieve, you know, pretty unbelievable income, you know, again, which allows you to have an amazing lifestyle if you choose to do the right things with the income. You know, we were able to travel. We were able to take the kids places that normally you couldn't. We were able to give to charities and go to events and be extremely charitable. And so when that era of my life was over, I was really looking for a vehicle that could replace that where I could earn an extraordinary income, where I could have that extra to travel, where I could not just live day to day and kind of a mediocre existence, where I could be able to give to charities that I wanted to give to and just give generously and be able to have time in my days to serve others. So this industry allows for all of that. And, you know, this last little part of the quote, you know, mirror what you admire. As I was learning about network marketing, I had met a woman who had grown a $46 million business working from home with her three kids, and I really admired her. And when she was willing to be my guru and my teacher and my mentor, I wasn't passing up the chance. You know, I knew that I wanted to stick like glue to somebody who is able to walk the walk and talk the talk and lead by example. And Jess, I think it's so you know, incredible how you've gone, you know, and I've seen this transformation in you, gone from the couch to the 5K, from the 5K to the half, from the half to the full, from the full to the ultra, you know, doing all of these 30 by 30, you know, your mantra, 30 marathons and 30 before your 30th birthday. And, you know, you've set those small goals, you've put one foot in front of the other, and you've been able to achieve. Excuse me one second while I take a big gulp of water.
There's a problem. You know, Danielle, on that note, it's just amazing. And one of the things I just want to bring up is that people often ask me, well, how did you go from, like, couch potato and overweight and having no energy and really just being in very poor health to winning ultra marathons? And I have now placed in the top three for women in two ultra marathons. And, you know, the answer I always say is it's really not about seeing yourself winning ultra marathons. It's just seeing yourself that one step and that one place of belief. You know, for me, it was a pipe dream to run the New York City Marathon in 2015. And I decided I was going to try to qualify for that race. And when I decided I was going to try and qualify for that race, I could not see myself running a marathon. I wasn't there yet. See, but here's the good news is you don't have to see yourself running a marathon. You just need to have a small amount of faith and a small belief. So for me, my first race that I signed up for was a 4-mile race. And that was at the time, I mean, seemed, I hardly believed I could get there, but I had enough faith to believe I could get to that 4-mile race. And then I had enough faith to believe I can get to another 4-mile race and another 4-mile race until eventually I had a belief, well, what if I can get to a 10K, right? And then, well, what if I can get to a half? And eventually, you know, I had that faith of like, okay, well, I'm going to run that marathon. And, you know, New York City Marathon, it's November 1st this year. This was the original race that I wanted to qualify for. It was supposed to be my first marathon. It will be my 11th marathon. And, you know,
It's just amazing.
Well, thank you. You know, and the reason why I'm sharing this is because, you know, a lot of times, you know, people enter network marketing and they see these amazing people like speaking from stage and people like you who are making, you know, high six-figure incomes and have these incredible lives. And I know you travel all the time. I mean, it's like I'm constantly getting a message from you, right? I'm in Costa Rica. I mean, wherever you are, I mean, you do these amazing things. And people say, well, I just can't see myself there. You don't have to see yourself there. It's really
taking that first step. I had never done this before. I had never sold anything to anyone before. I think people think, you know, oh, gosh, I could never do that. They don't even know what they're saying no to. And it's interesting because, you know, there was a few kind of things that had aligned themselves for me. You know, I just had such a desire, burning desire to not go back to the Wall Street rat race. Coupling that with this new exposure to, you know, at-home businesses and the idea of running a business in, you know, with freedom, with flexibility, with no overhead. And let me tell you, I had looked into a ton of franchises and I thought to myself, gee, if they're going to give me a, you know, quote-unquote business in a box, you know, in the network marketing industry, I mean, you get the instructions of exactly how to be successful. And then I started to do my homework about who is successful and how much money do they really make? Because, you know, some folks just
want to, you know, be aligned with a product or a service and get that product or service for free. And lots of people, you know, do things, whether it's, you know, something like for kitchen, like Pampered Chef, and whether it's jewelry, whether it's makeup, whether it's skincare, whether it's, you know, lots of different amazing, you know, goods and services that are transferred just by word of mouth, person to person marketing. You know, the popularity has just increased, and many, many folks do it as an extra little, you know, whether they want to enjoy that for free or whether they want just a little supplemental side income. However, as you mentioned in the introduction, more millionaires are created in this industry than any other industry. And you would poll people just, you know, kind of in the streets. And I think people would say, no, no, you know, it would have to be real estate or it'd have to be Wall Street or hedge funds or, you know, something big and important like that. But, and honestly, you know, the vastness of how this industry has grown into the worldwide, into the billions and billions and billions, and it completely trumps something like the Hollywood movie industry. Or, you know, I saw a statistic once where you add up, you know, Major League Baseball, Major League Basketball, Major League Football, and, you know, all of that combined still doesn't equal the worldwide sales and products and services that are delivered through the network marketing infrastructure, goods and services, just by word of mouth. You know, it's truly amazing. I'm going to give a quick shout out, Jessica, to a girlfriend of mine here in Life Coach, incredible author, speaker, and dear friend of mine, April O'Leary, who just finished a book called The Networking Revolution with our other friend, Jessica Higdon, who's also a professional network marketer and has, you know, really made it to the top of a couple of companies. And their book is, you know, really for people who want to explore the different levels of participation. So, you know, you think about you needing a gift, whether it's a holiday gift, whether it's a birthday gift, whether it's an anniversary gift, whatever it may be. But you can run to one of your big box stores or the mall or, you know, one of these big old retailers that, you know, doesn't necessarily care so much about the community or you know, just the bottom line is the shareholders. Or you can even participate, you know, in what we're calling this networking revolution and support someone local in your community with a home-based business. And she takes it from, you know, that concept all the way up to doing what I have done and decided that, you know, the lifestyle of working on Wall Street with me and my husband and yet caring for the five kids that we have was not the lifestyle that we wanted. And how do we use this industry by aligning ourselves with a company that matters to us, with a product that matters to us on purpose, chosen very carefully? You know, how do we go ahead and work in this as professionals, just the same way we would if we had, you know, to put on that suit and tie every day and go to work on at a Wall Street firm? You know, we take it very seriously, and the income and the organization that we're developing, you know, shows. And what's cool about it, Jess and Akina, is that, you know, I think what I find to be fascinating is that if you're willing to learn and you're willing to be a sponge and you're willing to just do the first, you know, couple of laps around the track, and then you're willing to do the first 4 miles, it's just more of the same. You know, you're willing to do it. So you just said, okay, let me learn. Let me learn what I'm going to feel like. Let me learn how to train. Let me learn what I should put in my body. Let me learn, you know, how many hours of sleep I need. You know, you need it. It was a process of learning. And so as long as someone's open and available to have that process of learning take place, they can really do what it's going to take with commitment and with perseverance and with dedication to get all the way to the top. And, you know, Jessica, for some people, the top might be, you know, running that 5K. For some, that top might be, okay, I did the half. You know, for some, you know, you, for the top for you was doing an ultra, and I have a feeling you're going to, like, run like Forrest Gump across the country someday. But, you know, for some people, just having the extra. I have a woman who told me recently, she's been working with me, and in her first 2 years of working with me and learning the business that I teach in network marketing and loving the product, fueling her body with it, you know, sharing it with other folks, she was able to earn an extra $50,000 in that time frame. And that money went predominantly to her two boys that play travel ice hockey. Now, my son just joined travel ice hockey. I can tell you it is a fortune of money because you're home tournaments and then you're thousands of dollars. It's extra, you know, private skating lessons at $100 an hour. The gear is a fortune of money. Then you're traveling all around your state or even to other states, and you're staying in hotels and you're buying plane tickets, and it's a really big commitment. So with two sons, one is middle school, one is high school, both in travel ice hockey for 2 years, predominantly that $50,000 went to the boys being able to participate versus not, versus the parents having to say, I'm so sorry, you guys, we won't be able to afford that. And so, you know, it's stories like that, Jessica, that just make you jump out of bed in the morning and want to, you know, touch more lives and want to help more people and want people to have the understanding that this is a vehicle that is available to anyone as long as we go back to the beginning. They are really ready to do the changing minds online. They're ready to think a little bit differently. They're ready to change that mindset. They're ready to get up and, you know, make a decision that's going to lead to better decisions across the board in their life. And if you, you know, are interested, I'm going to share with you a little bit about the website that Mark and I are getting excited to launch and why we decided to call it what we've called it.
Yes, please. Yes. Please share.
So, because we wanted to do a spinoff of the Wall Street theme because Mark had spent 25 years trading on the New York Stock Exchange, and I spent 16 years down there during my 20s and into my 30s. And we decided that we've changed our lives so dramatically that we would call it Trading Up. Mark and Danielle, you know, Trading Up with Mark and Danielle, and trading up in various areas of your life. So I think many, many people find themselves kind of in the rut, in the rat race, in the normal stuff, right? September begins, the kids go back to school, the activities start, we start watching NFL football, you know, the regular, you know, the seasons are coming, the seasons are going, but what are we really doing to trade up and improve our lives day in and day out? And is there a personal growth piece component to your you know, life and your lifestyle? Are you willing to trade up with your nutrition? After we were diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, you know, we really did some dramatic things to rebuild Mark's body. Certainly that's when we found Isagenix and got very active in nutritional cleansing and what that could do for the body. So, you know, trading up. Are you running through the Starbucks and the Dunkin' Donuts every morning? Are you willing to try something different so you can have a ton more energy and fuel your body in a different way? Maybe lean out your body. Maybe actually get ready for that couch to 5K, trading up in your fitness routine. Maybe you don't have one, or maybe it's just getting you mediocre results. But how can we help you improve and trade up with some suggestions? Some of the other categories that we're going to concentrate on are wealth, because certainly, God knows, we've been all over the map. We've made, you know, millions during the Wall Street career. We've managed to lose the millions afterwards. And, you know, now we've been really making abundant income and have nice cash flow and some investments. So we're going to talk about trading up in your wealth as well when you're stagnant and what needs to happen to make money when you sleep and have that cushion be building underneath you. What does residual income mean and where does that come from? And then we just have some other great categories like trading up with your family, trading up with your love, trading up with your fun, to kind of keep it light and pepper some other things, you know, through there. So that's where you had mentioned, you know, Jess, we had gone to Costa Rica last Christmas, New Year's and done some crazy adventure travel and surf camp and waterfall rappelling. And, you know, what have you and your family done lately that's, you know, been healthy, been challenging, with fresh air, with new places, with exploring? We hiked up and down the Grand Canyon this summer, you know, really trying to expose our kids to just a little bit out of the box things versus, you know, the rut that you get in just staying at home and, you know, the TV's on and the regular stuff's happening. So how do you trade up in different areas of your life just to really get the maximum out of
the days that we're here, you know, they're short, and before you know it, you get in the bed and a new day begins and you get out of the bed, and it's like the days are flying by. So I think changing minds online, and you know, keep talking, keep thought provoking, keep asking amazing people to speak that are really people that want to change the world, and you're going to create something. You have created, and you will continue to create something amazing here on this show, girls.
Danielle, we really appreciate it. We appreciate you being our guest tonight. And, you know, speaking of time flying by, it is right at that time where we're about ready to close our show out for the evening. You know, are there any words you'd like to leave our audience with? Maybe just a summary of one sentence takeaway point about network marketing.
I think network marketing, if I had to really boil it down to, network marketing is just simply a vehicle that can get you from where you are today to really your dream life if you're courageous enough to live your dream life.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that. You know, Akeen, is there anything you want to add before we close down for the evening?
Well, certainly. First off, thank you so much, Danielle, for being on the call today. We appreciate you.
My pleasure, anytime.
Yes, and if Danielle said something that resonated with you tonight, and you want more information about it, please find this podcast at changingmindsonline.com. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, on YouTube.
Awesome. Well, you know, we always like to end our call in the same way, and thank you, Kina, for sharing those. And just let you guys know, we love you. We are so grateful for you. Thank you for calling in tonight, for listening to this in podcast mode and allowing us to be part of your journey. You know, we just want to welcome you. If you're listening for the first time, we typically do our calls on Sunday nights and Thursday nights, 9 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Thursday, we have an amazing guest in our Empowering Women series, and we're looking forward for it. So everyone, make it a really powerful week. God bless, and have a great day.
Good night, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Danielle.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.